Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Tes. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Darshab Smoloi, Maidik Siv. The pasuk says, Hoya Mesavim Es Yom Hashem, Lamazel Lachem Yom Hashem, Hu Choshech Vloy Or. The day will be an interesting day. Says the Gemara Mashal Tanakhail of Atlev. The way to understand this, it's a mashal of a bird, a chicken, and a bat, Metzapel Or, that were waiting for the day. Amalei Tanagol Atlif, and the birds, and the chicken says to the bat, Ani Metzapel Oira, I am waiting for light, is understandable. Sha'oira Shalihi, because I have eyes, and I want to have the ability to see. Ata, however, Lamez Lachaira, you are blind. Why do you need light? And that is what that Apikara said to Ravua. He asked him, "Emesai as Mashiach? When will Mashiach come?" Amalei, so he said to him, "L'chachafel chachoshech lani ancha." When all those people who are not acting the way, all these people, it will be dark for them. Amalehu, so he said, "Ma'it la'at lightly that." You're cursing me, he says, that you're saying that I'm going to be in the dark. Amalei, to which he responded, I'm not cursing you, crossiv. It says so in the pasuk, because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kihina echoshech chasa oretz, darkness will cover the earth, v'arofa l'umim v'alayach yizrach Hashem l'kvayt alayach yira. We, Klal Yisrael, will see the light, but you will not see the light. Tanya v'leza oimei yimais Mashiach, how long will be the days of Mashiach? So he says, Abom Shana. Abom Shana will be for 40 years. Shanema, Abom Shana Okut Bedar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that for 40 years I will rule over them. And after that, the way the Mepharshim explain, after that there will be another level. And after that will be the world of Tchias HaMesim. And as the Chiddush Yeran explains, Rabbi Lez's intention in this Gemara is not to diminish what's going to be. He says, because the Yemais HaMashiach is going to be before Tchias HaMesim, and Tchias HaMesim is going to be a more glorious time. And the Gemara is saying that it's only going to be Mashiach for 40 years, and then we're going to get to Mashiach. And as the Maral, and then we're going to get to Tchias HaMesim. Excuse me. As the Maral explains. The Maral explains, the whole purpose of Mashiach is just to get them to out of Golus. And once they are taken out of Golus, then they will be able to be exposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says that even though the Pasuk is really speaking about what happened in the Midbar, but the fact that the Pasuk uses the word Okut. Okut is a Lashon Osid. And that means it's a Lashon of something that's going to be, so that's why Rashi says the pasuk is speaking about Mashiach. The Mashar explains that the reason the Gemara is assuming that this pasuk is speaking about Mashiach, because the pasuk before says Hayoyim b'kol sishmo, so the pasuk is speaking about the world that we will have, a world where we will see Mashiach, and since the pasuk is speaking about word of Mashiach, that's why it explained that way. And another pshat that I saw is okut means to grab. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grab onto Klal Yisrael and become our melech. Rabbi Loz ben Azariah Omer, the Mashiach will be for Shim Shana for 70 years. Shenemar, v'hoi b'yemahu v'nishkach atzur Shim Shana k'mei melech echad. Ezu melech miyachad. Which Melech Miyuchad is going to we speaking about? It's a Mashiach. The Mashiach is called a Melech Miyuchad. The reason he's called a Melech Miyuchad, a Miyuchad means that he's special. Another pshat that the Mashar explains, Miyuchad is mean one and only. There will only be one Mashiach. Rabbi Amishloi Shadairis, the Rabbi says that Mashiach will be here for three generations. Shenemar, Yeruchem Shemesh Ulfnei Yireich Dor Dorim. Dor means one dor. Dorim means minimum of two. And therefore it comes to teach us that Mashiach will be here for two generations. Says the Gemara, Rav Hillel Omer, Rav Hillel, however, has a very interesting approach. And he says, Ein la Mashiach Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will not have Mashiach, Shekvar Chlu B'mei Chizkiyah, they already enjoyed Mashiach in the time of Chizkiyah. And many Rishonim, so the way many Rishonim explain, it's difficult to accept as Mashiach is one of the principles of our Amuna, there will not be Mashiach. He says that what it means to say is that we won't have Mashiach anymore. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvoidoi or Ma'atzloi, will save us. Another pshat that the Ran suggests is that what Rav Hillel means to say is that we're talking throughout our Shir today that there are going to be different phases. First, there's going to be Mashiach, and then there's going to be Olam Haba. But what the Ran says is that what because of what happened and what we live in, Mashiach will come. Immediately after Mashiach will be Yemos Tchias HaMeis, Yemos of Olam Haba. Another pshat, which is the pshat of the Yad Ramah takes this Gemara literally, and he says that according to Rav Hillel, we already enjoyed Chizkiyah, and the Ratvaz is very upset with that. He says it could lead to a lack in our fundamental belief that of Mashiach. And indeed, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Sharlei Marei, Rav Yosef said Sharlei Marei Rav Hillel, what Rav Hillel said could lead people to make a mistake. Chizkiyah Emes Haya, because when did Chizkiyah live? Bezman Beis Rishon, the time of Beis Rishon. Zechariah Kamasnabi, Zechariah lived much later in the time of Beis Sheni. Vama, and he says, Gili Me'oid Bas Sion, Hari Bas Rishlaim, Hine Malkech Yovel Lecha, Tzadik V'Noishu Huani Roichel Chamov Al Ir Ben Asoinus. So we see that even after the time after Chizkiyah lived, Zechariah, who lived afterwards, said that there will still be a Mashiach. Clearly indicating that our belief that Mashiach is going to come will never go away. And as I saw that everybody explains what he means to say is that we won't need Mashiach because we're going to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido ba'atzmai. And when we're going to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, there won't be a need for anybody else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara Tanya Idach, Rav Elazar Omer Yemos Mashiach Abam Shana, the days of Mashiach will be for 40 years. K'siv Hocha, it says here regarding the time the Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. The Pasuk says, V'yancha v'yirecha v'yichilcha samon, which we know we're in the Midbar for 40 years. V'ksiv Hosam, it says regarding the Gula, Samchenu k'mosu nishnenu shnoi serina ra. Just like the days that we were in the Midbar, which were for 40 days, so too when Mashiach comes, it will be for 40 days. Rav Dosa's opinion is that Bar Mei Shana, the Mashiach will be for 400 years. K'siv Hoch, it says here, V'avadim v'vinu o'isim abo shana, that in Mitzrayim we're going to be 400 years. K'siv Hosam, and it says, by Mashiach, Simchen k'mos nesanu, the two amount of times will be corresponding. So here if it was 400 years, here too. Rabbi Omer, Shloish meis v'shish mechamei shana, Mashiach will be for 365 years. K'min yimei sechama, as there are 365 days in the solar calendar. Shnemar, ki yoim nokam belibi ushnas gulei ba. Yoim nokam, the day, just like we find that the Meraglim were punished for the 40 days, they were punished for 40 years. Yoim l'shana tisu asavan aseichem. Here too, shnas gulei ba. The amount of days that Klal Yisrael will have Mashiach will be a year for every day that they were in Golus, which will be 365 years. Ask the Gemara, what is the definition of Yom Nokam Belibi? What does Yom Nokam Belibi mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lelibi Galisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I, only in my heart, Kav Yochel, do I know where Mashiach is going to come. Le'evarai, I have not, Legalisa, I have not said explicitly when Mashiach is coming. Shimon ben Lakish Omar,
Rav Shimon HaLakot says, "Lelibi galesi." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I have the declared where Mashiach comes. However, leMalachei Sharas leGalisa, I haven't even reported this to the Malachim." Tanya Avimi Breider Ravua. The Ma'aseh Mashiach leYisrael. How long will be the days of Mashiach? He says, "Shivas Alofim Shana, 7,000 years." Shneimar Kaposuk says, "Masoyis Chosan Alkala Yosus Alayich Alakayich." And just like we know that Chosan Kala have Sheva Brachas, 7 days of Mishta, so too every year of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. Every day of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. That's how we speak about, that's how long Mashiach will be. But I also saw that the Marsha explains that all these days and all these years that we're speaking about in our Gemara are for everybody in the world. However, when we speak about tzaddikim, the reward that tzaddikim will get in the Olam HaEmes is infinite. The Radak explains that what is the comparison of Yemos HaMashiach to a Chosan Kala. A Chosan Kala, as they Baruch Hashem get married, enjoy the fact that they're starting a new life together, is a time of incredible enjoyment. And what the Gemara means to teach us here is that when Mashiach comes, it will be a time that Klai Yisrael will be an absolute great enjoyment. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Yemos Mashiach, when we speak about Yemos Mashiach, K'miyom Shenivra Olam Ad'Achshav, how long will Mashiach be? How many years the world will have existed from its creation until Mashiach actually arrives? Shenema, L'man Yibu Yimechem Vimei V'nechem Adoma Shenishba Hashem La'Vasechem Losus Lahem Kimea Shemaim El Oretz, as many days as the word till now, as many years as the word till Mashiach comes, that's how long Mashiach will be. V'nach B'yetz Kamar Kimei Noichad Achshav. We don't count from the creation of the world, we actually count from when Noach came out of the Teva. Shnemar, Kimei Noach Zois Liyah Shenishbati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that after Klai Yisrael will be in the Gol, in the afterwards, Me'avim Noach Oir Al-Ors, says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kein Nishbati Mekzoif Alayach Migabach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will remove my anger that amount of days. Aruch Hibar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Nevim, Kol Kulam, Menesnaba El Mois Mashiach. All of the Nevi'im that said the Nevu'ah about the wonderful world that we're going to experience, they were speaking about Mashiach. Avloilam Haba, when we speak about that next level, the level of Olam Haba, that we can't describe, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ayin le'rosa l'kim z'l'secha, nobody was able to see that great world. How Kadosh Baruch Hu will treat people who have hoped for him all his life. That, so I saw that Rav Chaskel Levenstein Zatzal explains that the Or Yecheskel says that we look at the world that animals don't have to work for their living. People have to work. What is the lesson why we have to work? He says, because we recognize that we have to work and towards a goal. So he says, that's what we're saying. The Olam Haba, when people will realize that what will be the result of all of our hard work, they will work harder. And the harder we work, and the more that we do in order to be prepared for Mashiach, the more we will appreciate Mashiach when it comes. It says the Gemara, this is in disagreement with what Shmuel said. Dama Shmuel taught us, he says that the world is not going to be very fundamentally different. And the way I saw the Ritva explains, it's not that Shmuel disagrees that there won't be a Beis HaMikdash and that we won't have the Shekhinah. He says, but what we think about and what we have to do in the world will continue. But what it really does mean is that we will understand what is the goal and why we live and what we're supposed to do with the lives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. When the Nevi'im say the Nevu about the reward we will get, they were speaking about Bali Tshuva. Avo, Tzadikim Gemurim, when we speak about tzaddikim gemurim, ayin l'ras alakim solosecha, nobody could fathom their reward. But says the Gemara, what we just said is pligid Rav Avuha, is in disagreement with what Rav Avuha taught us. Amar Rav Avuha, makas shebal tshuva oimdim sham, the place that bal tshuva stand, tzaddikim gemurim ayin l'chayim l'amboi. His opinion is that bal tshuva are on a higher level than tzaddikim gemurim. Shnema shalom shalom l'rochel l'karv. Bereish l'rochek, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu will greet the people who are further away, v'hadol karev, and they became bali tshuva, and then only will he bring closer v'hadol l'karev. It says they were my rochek. What does it mean, rochek d'mikarev? Somebody who was distant, who was doing averis, my karev, karev d'mikarev hashta. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that tzaddikim are greater than bali tshuva. He says l'rochek, shirochek m'avera. The definition of rochek is somebody who never tasted, never experienced avera, is going in karav is karav me'avera, somebody who already have done averus, but in the srachik manner. And his opinion is that somebody who is a tzaddik gomer is in a high madregan. The Sefer Avin Nachal explains that there are tzaddikim that don't even do anything wrong. They don't have any temptation to do anything wrong. But they're great people, but they never had to fight. Then you have tzaddikim, that Baruch Hashem never did anything wrong, but not that they didn't want to do anything wrong, they were able to be mezgaber, they were able to overcome the Yetzirah. And he says the way to understand the Gemara is that there's really no machloikis. What the Gemara is saying is that there are people who didn't have to fight, didn't have to overcome a Yetzirah. Those who didn't have to overcome a Yetzirah are not as great as the Baal Tshuva. But the people who had to overcome the Baal Tshuva, the Yetzirah, and still prevailed not to do the Avera at all, they are greater. But the Gemara says, Makan Shebaal Tshuva Oindim Tzadikim Gemur Ma'en Yichay Lamed. So the Baal Shem Tov explains that if you have a tzaddik that's constantly learning Torah, that person who's always learning, it's easy, unfortunately, for such a person to lose his drive to learn Torah. And if that person, even though he has that challenge, overcomes that challenge, he says that person is also considered a Baal Tshuva. And therefore, the person that lives that life, that is the person that is going to get the greatest schar. The Yisoid HaAvoida explains there was once somebody who lived in a village and he rebelled against the king. The king forgave him for his sin. And when he saw that the king forgave him, he was very happy because he couldn't fathom what he had done wrong. But it wasn't such a great simcha. But somebody who realized that he did something wrong, and after realizing that he did something wrong, he now was able to recognize the depth of his sin. That person, when the king forgives him, really appreciates that forgiveness. The Baal Tshuva are people who recognize what they did wrong. And somebody who recognizes that they did something wrong is somebody who appreciates what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The Chofetz Chaim explains this Gemara. He says that when a tzaddik gets up and makes a speech and says to people not to do the wrong thing, that's sort of easy. It's an easy thing for him to do because he never experienced an avera, and therefore it's easy for him. Lama, but a Baal Tshuva who has experienced avera. And even though he's experienced avera, he gets up and speaks and says, I recognize what it means to do an avera, but I also recognize what a person has to do to overcome that avera. That speech, that message is all the more powerful. But Makan Shebaal Tshuva Oimdim, where Baal Tshuva is able to get up and tell us what we are supposed to do and explain to us and overcome what it takes, that is so much of a greater challenge than anybody else has to understand. Says the Gemara further. All the Nevi'im said the Nevuah only to a person, a Messiah Bittel Talmud Chacham, somebody who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, Loisapag Machil Talmud Chacham, somebody who does business with a Talmud Chacham, Lamahana Talmud Chacham in the Chasav, somebody who gives Talmud Chacham to benefit from his assets, Aval Talmud Chacham Atzmam. When we speak about Talmud Chacham themselves, Ayin Leiras Olakim Zolasecha, we can't fathom that. But Ramoshin, the Chuvas Igris Moshe Yerodei Chelik Dalad Simulamid Zayin, discusses that there are two levels of people who support Talmid Chachamim. There's one level of people who support Talmid Chachamim, that they themselves support Talmid Chachamim. They will get schar for learning Torah. But then there's a different level, and that's the level of a Zavulin. A Zavulin, Ramoshe says, you're only considered a Zavulin if you're a full-fledged partner with the Talmud Chacham. That means you completely share your profits, your assets with the Talmud Chacham. Such a person, says Ramosha, is even in a higher level. The person who is Mahana Talmud Chachamim on that level is an individual who's a full-fledged partner with the Talmud Chacham. And actually, such a person, when he will come to the Olam HaEmes, he will find himself sitting together with the Talmid Chachamim. Because he's the full-fledged partner with the Talmud Chacham, he will be in the same place as the Talmud Chacham. And therefore, the Cheshuk Echemed has a discussion when somebody has only a certain amount of tzedakah, what should he do with his tzedakah? Where should he put his tzedakah money? And he quotes the Chaya Adam in Klal Amar Aleph, that says, Haspakas Lom De Torah, supporting those that learn Torah, Kaidim L'Ksivah Sefer Torah, even takes precedence over anybody writing the Sefer Torah. And he says that people that think that writing the Sefer Torah is the greatest mitzvah we could do, is the greatest way that we could spend our money, he says, actually, that's not true. The greatest way we could spend our money is supporting Talmid Chachamim. And there's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Mach Nechayim, Yeridei Echel Gimel Simon Chav Zayin, where there was a woman that was unfortunately sick. And while she was sick, she promised that she would give a certain amount of tzedakah. And now she, Baruch Hashem, got better. He says that this woman obviously wanted to give tzedakah to the best place that she could give tzedakah. And the greatest place that you could give tzedakah is supporting Talmid Chachamim. And he says it even comes before building a shul. He says that, and he quotes the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Amuna, who quotes the Chofetz Chaim, who had said that when people designate Maisik Sofim, when people designate money for tzedakah, that money, the best place to put that money is to give it to people who are learning Torah. Says the Gemara, my Ayin Leirasa, how do we understand the words Ayin Loi Rasa? Amar Rav Shmuel Levi, Zayin HaMashumim Be'anovav Meshesh Mei Bereshis. It's wine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has stored away from the creation of the world. Rish Lakish Amar Ze'edim Shroi Asa Adam Olam. It refers to Edom, which is a place that nobody has seen. Vim Timer, and if you'll ask, how could you say no one has seen it? Hechidar Begat, where did Adam Hechadah? Where wasn't Adam? Wasn't Adam Eden? Says the Gemara began. Vim Taimer who Eden? If you'll suggest that Eden and Gan are one and the same, Tamalima v'nor yoytzman Eden lehashkus asagan. So we see there were two things. The Eitz Yosef says, what is the big thing about the wine? She says, what the wine? We know that when somebody drinks wine, it makes him feel good and forget all of his sorrows, all of his problems. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring to these people the opportunity not to have to worry about anything. We learned further in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah delineated who are those she'en lam chelek alam haba. So Mishnah said, ha'ayma ain't tayr min ha'shamayim. If somebody says there's no such a thing as tayr min ha'shamayim, Tanar Abadim, the Pasuk says, ki dvar Hashem bozo, u mitzvoysot heifer ikaris tikaris, ha'nefesh ha'hi avoyna bo, That who is that individual? Somebody who Rachman Otzlan says that there is no Torah Mishmayim. Davacher, what is the definition of Dvar Hashem Boza? Ki Dvar Hashem Boza refers to Apikiris. The Gemara will explain what that means. Davacher, Ki Dvar Hashem Boza, Zeh Megal Panim B'Torah, also will be explained soon. That's Misay Hefer, Zeh Mefer Bris Boser. That refers to the person that tries to cover up his bris mila or doesn't have a bris mila. He karis to karis, says the Gemara, karis by Olam Hazeh. He won't have Olam Hazeh. What that means is that he won't have Tchias HaMesim. To karis Olam Haba, he won't have the opportunity to go to Olam Haba. Says the Gemara that, how do we understand this way? Mikan Amar Abelozer Madoyer, it's referring to individual HaMechalis HaKachim, somebody who eats carbonus when he's tamei, or somebody who brings a carbon and makes the carbon tamei. Amar Mavazas Ma'adis. Here we have a machlokes. Rashi says that Mavazas Ma'adis means to somebody who disrespects cholamoid and does melacha on cholamoid, because according to Rashi, the definition of the isser of doing melacha on cholamoid is the raisa. Tosis is of the opinion that doing melacha on cholamoid is only midrabbanim. So I saw two different explanations. How Tosfos is going to explain Hamavaza Esmeyadis. One explanation that I saw, what Tosfos will say, that Hamavaza Esmeyadis doesn't refer to Cholamoid, but rather Hamavaza Esmeyadis refers to Yontif, and that he doesn't treat Yontif with the proper respect, and he doesn't do on Yontif what he's supposed to do. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw in Hamavaza Esmeyadis is that even Tosfos will agree that if the Rabbanan came along and said that we're not allowed to do Melacha on Cholamoid, and he does Melacha on Cholamoid, that is a person who's Mavaza Esmeyadis. Mavaza Esmeyadis, Mefer Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, somebody doesn't do the mitzvah a bris mila, hamagal b'tara shaloi b'halacha, that he says something which is not halachically, which he says something which is not halachically correct. B'amal p'nei chaveri b'rabim, somebody causes somebody to get embarrassed. And the reason the Bartanura explains, why is it called hamalbim, white? Because when somebody embarrasses somebody else, first his face gets red. And after his face gets red, then his face gets white. Another pshat that I saw is that just like we see that the Torah teaches us that we have to treat the Yom Tovim, as we just learned, we have to treat the Yom Tovim properly. We have to treat Kachim properly. A person also who is created in Tzelem Elokim, and somebody who doesn't treat that person with that proper respect, that is the same as disrespecting something that a Kaddish Baruch Hu did. Another pshat that the Shari Tshuva says is that in other areas, when somebody does an Avera, he ultimately recognizes that he did an Avera. But when somebody embarrasses somebody else, that is something that is not necessarily recognized, but it's considered like he doesn't have apishyesh b'tayra mas m'tayvim en l'chelek l'am haba, he loses his share. But of course, as in all averus, you could do tshuva. Tanya idach, kidvar Hashem, baza, zayim main Torah min Shemayim. Somebody who doesn't believe that Torah is min Shemayim, v'afil amakol Torah kol min Shemayim. Even if he's ready to say that the entire Torah came min Shemayim, chutz mi pasuk zeh, just saying that one pasuk is not min Shemayim, he says shloi amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He says that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not give us that pasuk. Al Moshe mipi atzmai. Only it was Moshe Rabbeinu that made this up himself. Zed Kvar Hashem Boza. He is in the category of Dvar Hashem Boza. V'afilo Amar Kol HaTorah Kulo Min HaShemayim. And even if he's ready to accept the entire Torah, Chutz B'Digdig Zeh, if he doesn't accept, as we learn so many times, and when we learn so much from just one letter, one word in the Torah, or Mekav HaChomer Zeh, or we learn a kal v'chomer, and Gzeres Shava, we so many times learn Gzeres Shava, Zeh Dvar Hashem Bozo. And the Maral says, what's the proof to this concept? Because we know that if a Sefer Torah is missing one letter, the Sefer Torah is possible. So we see the value of every letter of the Sefer Torah. Tanya, Hayomei Omer, Halayim Torah. If somebody learns Torah, however, Ve'in Melamda, he doesn't teach it to other people. Zeh Dvar Hashem Bozo. And the Torah to me explains, because somebody who doesn't teach other people Torah shows that to him Torah is not special. What are you going to share? You're going to share something which is special to you. If you don't teach Torah to other people, you're demonstrating that it's not important to you. Reb Nosaima, call me she'ena mishgeich ala mishnah. Somebody doesn't have the proper respect for the mishnayis. And again, because mishnayis, says the mashah, are a representation of Torah Shabbat Peh. Somebody who only respects Torah Shabbat Ksav and doesn't respect Torah Shabbat Peh is Dvar Hashem Bozo. The Maral explains that the difference between Mishnayis and Gemara, as Mishnayis are simple, straightforward halachas. Gemara is pilpul. Pilpul is very often quite enjoyable. So he says if somebody learns Torah and he only learns Torah which he enjoys, but he doesn't feel the need to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, that is considered an individual who was Dvar Hashem Bozo. Somebody who has the ability to learn Torah, Ve'ena Isaac, and he doesn't learn Torah. Such an individual is Dvar Hashem Bozo. So I saw that somebody was once asked that the Mishnah says in Masechta, at the beginning of Masechta Krisa, that there are 36 Averis for which they are Karis. Why doesn't it mention that we're learning here that somebody who doesn't learn Torah, why is it not mentioned? So I saw a beautiful pshat that the Baal HaTanya explains. He says, somebody who doesn't learn Torah, it's not that he's getting punished. A person who lives his life without learning Torah, he has no life. He says that if somebody falls off the roof and he dies, that's what happens when somebody falls off the roof. Somebody who doesn't learn Torah, somebody who doesn't learn Torah has no life. But then I saw a step further, Rabbi Leo Dessler said. The Gemara is saying, if somebody doesn't put effort into Torah, if somebody was given talent with which he can learn Torah, the Eina Isaac, then the halach is that he's chayiv misa. And the Shem Shmuel takes the same concept. The Shem Shmuel says that typically, where does the Torah decree punishments? The Torah decrees punishments in situations when you were over a mitzvah slice, say, when you did a lav. What we're learning here is that Torah is different than everything else. And then when we speak about Torah, the way we're supposed to look at Torah is life. And without that, we cannot continue learning Torah. We cannot survive. Says the Gemara, V'shmol ha-mizayv of Kachavim, somebody who worships about Zar Ma Mishma, the Tani of Shmuel Kidvash and Baza, Zah Mavaza Dibush Nemelo Lemosher Misinai. We know that we were only able to hear the first Duchas, the first Dibrais, which were about Anocha Hashem Elokecha, Layilacha Elohim Acherim. And somebody who doesn't accept that is Dvar Hashem Baza. If Shuban Karcha Imer, Kalayma Taira, if somebody learns Taira Vayna Chayzala, but he doesn't review what he learned. It's like somebody who planted a field and didn't cut what he planted. Without reviewing what we learned, we will never be able to learn. And even if he put a lot of effort into his learning, it won't make a difference. He will not succeed to learn. And not only that, the Maral explains what we have to do when somebody learns is somebody has to verbalize what he learns. That if somebody doesn't speak out the words that he learns, then it's not considered that he learned, because it's not considered that he put effort to really remember and understand what he learned. And in fact, that's why the halacha according to Shulchan Aruch is
that if somebody's only thinking Divrei Torah, then you don't make Birchas HaTorah. For hearer, for just thinking about Divrei Torah, you don't make a bracha. You make a Birchas HaTorah when you're going to say the Divrei Torah. The Gra disagrees, and the Gra says that even for thinking Divrei Torah, we do make a bracha. But it's most interesting to point out that even according to the opinion that for hearer alone, for thinking alone, you don't make a bracha, but somebody who listens to Divrei Torah, to Shir, everybody will agree that's in the category of Shemei Ka'ina. It's in the category as if you said Divrei Torah, and such a person will make a Birchas HaTorah. Shoimar, Kol Oimer Torah Meshacha, somebody who learns Torah and forgets it, it's like a woman who had children and buried them. You should learn Torah, and the Pash Pshat Rabbi Kiva means to teach us is that we should learn Torah with enjoyment. It should be like we sing it. Or as we just said, when you verbalize the Torah, then the words of the Torah become more powerful and you can learn it. The Gemara says, we cannot compare somebody who learns Torah 100 times to somebody who learns Torah 101 times. Why? Because the Malach, who is in charge of people forgetting, is called Meya. And the Malach who helps us remember the Torah is called Michal, who is the Gematria of 101. Somebody who learns Torah and reviews it will have schus of being able to connect it on Malach. Amar Yitzchak bar Avdimi Maikra, Shenema Nefesh Amola Amola Loi, Kafal Alei Pia. If somebody verbalizes the Torah, Hu Am HaMakom Hazeh, if he in this world puts an effort to verbalize the Torah, then the halacha is that in the next world, the Torah will help him for him. What happens is if somebody is omel, somebody works on Torah, then he gets a special schus. That in the Olam HaEmes, there are those that will daven and beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have siyata d'shmaya. He should have siyata d'shmaya in his learning Torah. Says the Gemara, Amar Belaza Kol Adam LaOmel Nivra. We were all created to work. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Ki Adam LaUmel Yulad. However, any yaday imlam upan nivra, if we were just created to speak, imlam mach nivra, if we were created to work. Shoimer, kiyakif ala pia, havam ilam upan nivra. Veni yaday imlam al tayra, imlam al sikha, what were we created for? Shoimer, liyam shatara zemi picha, havam ilam al tayra nivra. A person was created to learn Torah. Vahanadam arava, kula gufa durkta ninu. Everybody works. Tovila de zachi da have durfke de raisa. Wonderful is it the person who spends his energy on learning Torah. The pasuk continues. Noyif isha chasalev amre shlokish zed loyma Torah leparakim. Somebody who doesn't spend learning Torah on a regular basis with a kviyas. Shnama kinam ketishbrim rebitacha yikoyne yachad davar svasecha. If you learn Torah on a steady basis, then you will be successful. So of course, the Mashah asked the obvious question. The Gemara says, "Any idea? I'm not sure. Why were we created to work or to learn? What does that mean? Is there a question?" So he said, "Because it says Kol Torah Sheinim Soif Melacha Soif B'Teila, that you have to have that combination of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So maybe we should put more concentration on Olam Hazeh. What the Gemara is teaching us is that unfortunately we have to work, but we should never forget what is the real reason why we're here in this world." Says the Gemara, and then the Gemara says, "Any day Olam Torah Olam Masicha." Also, a very difficult line to understand. It was a person brought down to this world just to sit and talk foolishness. So then Yaakov says that the Gemara teaches us Sichas Talmid Chachamim is Tzrich Limud. Everything that Talmid Chachamim say is something from which we shall learn from. And therefore, that
maybe we should think that that's also considered learning. Teaches us the Gemara that everything is learning, but there's nothing like real learning. And that's what we should concentrate. But then I saw that there are Rishonim that suggest that the Gemara's question about Sicha is that we're not sure what takes precedence, Tefillah or learning Torah. And the Gemara is teaching us that as important it is, as important to daven, there's nothing more important than learning Torah. L'siach, somebody learns Torah. The Moral explains, what is the connection by somebody who learns Torah L'prakim to somebody who has an adulterous relationship? So he says that somebody who has an adulterous relationship is not somebody who is with that woman all the time. If somebody wants to learn Torah and succeed in Torah, he has to be like with a wife. We are Baruch Shem with our wives all the time. We're supposed to be with the Torah all the time. Tana Bona the Pasuk says, Bad Nefesh, Asher Sas B'yad Roma. Who is that referred to? Zem Menashe Ben Cheskia. It refers to Menashe Ben Cheskia. Shayosh V'dorish Agadosh Adoyfi. He was misrepresenting what it says in the Torah Kedosha. Amma, Why was it necessary for the Torah to write Achos Lot and Timna? What is it necessary to write a Timna Isa Pelegish Le'esav? What does the Pasuk have to say? V'yelach Ruvim v'meik Tzir Chitim v'yimtzu Dudoyim b'asada. Ayit Tzabas Kov Amalei, and Abbas at that point emanated and said, Teishe b'achicha t'dabe ben imcha titein doifi Eila Asisa v'achrash t'demisa yoyis erik amaycha achichacha v'ercha le'enecha. The Pasuk says that every word of the Torah has very important meaning. V'olav mefurish b'kabbalah, and that's why the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hoy moshkei oven behevli shav, v'kavoyis ha'agol achatu. They say, they do an avera, and the avera isn't even meaningful when they just say the disparaging things about the Torah. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, kavois ha'agolah, the way we tie a calf. What does that mean? Amar va'asi. Yetzahara b'tchila, when we look at the Yetzahara, at the beginning, the way the Yetzahara behaves, dam l'chut shel kuvya, it's like a spider's web, very insignificant. L'psayf, but as the person continues, rachman son, to do averis, dam l'avois ha'agolah, it gets very thick. Dasan alam miyas, but now, says the Gemara, since all these psukim that he was saying are meaningless, what are they to teach us? Al chayis lotn timna mahi. What do we learn from that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Timna bas malachim havoi. Timna was a princess. The ksiv aluf lotn aluf timna. V'chal aluf, whenever the pasuk uses the word aluf, it means melchusa b'loy taga. It means a king without a crown. It means a very high level official. Baili gurye, but she wanted to become a giyuris. Basalei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, she came to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, v'loy kibla. And the reason they weren't mekabel her, explains the Yaivitz, is because they were concerned that she wasn't sincere in her desire to become a Jewish person. So she became a pelegish talifas bas Esav. Amra, she said, mutav tehei shivcha l'mazu, I'd rather be a slave in Klal Yisrael and had a princess with another nation. Nafik Mina, and what was the result? Nafik Mina Amalek, from her came out Amalek, the Tzarina Yisrael that we know has been our arch animal, Maitama, and what is the reason? The Loiboy Larachaka. We should not have pushed anyway, we should never push anything away. What we are obligated to do is try under all circumstances to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in any way chase them away. The Pasuk says, V'yelech Ruvain, V'meik Tzichitin, Amar Rava B'Yitzchak, Amar Rava, Mekan Tzadikim Shem Poshtim Yidayim B'Gagel. They took those flowers, that grass, but he didn't touch something that didn't belong to him. V'yim Tzadam B'Sada, Mai D'Doim, exactly what are the D'Doim, Amar Rav Yavruchi, it's a type of grass. Levi Amar, Sigli, it's a type of besomim. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, Sifiki. Amar Alexandri, Kalosim Torah Lishma, whoever learns Torah Lishma, Meisim Shalom v'famal yishamala. A person who learns Torah l'shma, Meisim Shalom v'famal yishamata, famal yishamata. And what happens is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And there's a tension that exists between these two worlds. And the person who learns Torah, Hashem oiz la'ama yitain, Hashem yivarech es'ami b'shalom. This person brings shalom into the world. Rav Amakil Abola Paner Paltrin, such an individual is as if he built a palace, Shamal of Shamata, for this world and for that world. He says, the Rasha explains, typically when somebody builds a home, builds a house, first you build the lower floor and then you build the upper floor. Here what happens is when somebody learns Torah, what he does is he's doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that creates a shefa. That creates that there should be a tremendous bracha emanating from Shemayim down to this world. Shenema, v'asim d'var b'picha, u'betzel yodek sisicha linta Shemayim v'lim aritz. Rav Yochanama, af megid ha'kol olam kuloi. Such a person protects the entire world. Shenema, u'betzel yodek sisicha, the person who learns Torah brings to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. Levi Amar Af Mekar V'Segula. He brings Mashiach closer. Shnema Lema L'Tzion Amiata. By behaving this way, we will come back to Mashiach. Amar Shlokish. Kol Malam Nes Ben Chaver Torah. Whoever teaches somebody else Torah, Malav Akasav Kila Osai. When you teach somebody else Torah, it's as if you created that individual. Shnema V'Senefesh, it says by Avraham Avinu, V'Senefesh Ashasa B'Charin. And the Chabina Rav used to say that when a Rebbe teaches his Talmidim Torah, he has to put effort into the way he teaches his children Torah. Just like when a mother feeds her children, so she makes for sure that the food she serves them is the best that they could have, that it's properly, that's the proper temperature, and that they should have everything that they need. So too, Hamalamid as Chaveiro Torah is Kilo Yolda. And that's one of the reasons that I saw that one has to be careful how they treat their children, how to Talmidim. Just like a parent always treats their children with utmost kindness, a Rebbe should treat his Talmidim with that type of kindness. Somebody who teaches Torah is somebody that makes the Torah. And the Mashal explains that we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Habri Lamanatim Rabbeisai, Talmidai Yosef, and then I learned a lot from Rabbeim, even more from my friends, and the most from my Talmidim. By somebody who learns Torah, he becomes a greater Torah. And the Ben Yada says that the only guarantee a person has to succeed in his learning and remember his learning is if he teaches other people Torah. Rav Amakil Asa La'atzmai. But you mean that it goes even a higher level, that he becomes, the person teaches other people, he becomes a greater person. And the Torah Tamima says that pshat is that we have children. And of course, it's an important mitzvah to have children. He says the person who teaches other people Torah, they become his children. And all the mitzvah that they do and all the Torah they learn are to his credit. Somebody who causes that somebody else should do a mitzvah, it's considered as if you yourself did the mitzvah. Shenemar, umatcha shakisaba sayar, v'chimashe ko, Moshe wasn't the one that hit the yar, v'alarnika, Moshe Rabbeinu was told not to do it because the river saved him. Eloimer, because Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Aaron to do it, kol ma'asas chaveil dva mitzvah, if you convince somebody else to do a mitzvah, ma'alav akosav kilo so, it's as if you did it. And that's why Chazal teach us, says the Chida, golem ha'ma'asa, that somebody who tells other people to do it, and he points out, especially when you get many people to do a mitzvah, you get incredible credit. The next person the Mishnah said who doesn't have Olam Haba is an Apikairis. Rabbi Chanina Amar Tavayu, who is an Apikairis? Zeh Mavasel Talmud Chacham, who doesn't show respect to Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amri, Zeh Mavasel Chaver B'nei Talmud Chacham. It's not just you disrespect the Talmud Chacham. Embarrassing somebody in front of a Talmud Chacham also represents disrespecting Talmud Chacham. Says the Mar Bishlam Lamanda Mavaza Bifnei Talmud Chacham Abaris Hava Hamavaza Talmud Chacham Atzmai. If you embarrass somebody from a Talmud Chacham, you're not Pikiris. Certainly, if you Mavaza Talmud Chacham itself, says the Gemara, such an individual is even worse. Megal Tana Pana B'Tarish Loik Alach Ave. But ask the Gemara El Lamanda Mavaza Talmud Chacham Atzmai Pikiris Hava. So we go back to early in the Shir. Megal Pana B'Tarish Mai. What is the definition of Megal Pana B'Tarish? Says the Gemara. The guy Menashe and Chizkiya that we learned was distorting the Divrei Torah. Vikad Masna Seifa, and some learned this machlokes regarding this brisa. The brisa says Megal Panim B'Torah, Tvash and Bozes Megal Panim B'Torah. Rav Rav Chanina Amri Zam Vaza Talmud Chacham. Rav Yoach Rav Shmuel Levi Am Zam Vaza Chaveroi Bvnei Talmud Chacham. You embarrass somebody in front of Talmud Chacham. So points out the Gemara. Bishlam Laman Dam Vaza Talmud Chacham. Atz Megal Panim B'Torah Hava. Mavaza chaver b'nei talmud chacham is a level lower apikayrus hava, but ask the Gemara Elman the Amah. Mavaza chaver b'nei talmud chacham megal panim b'toyra hava. So apikayrus kugoy man who is an apikayrus? Says the Gemara Amar Rav Yosef. It's an individual who says that kugoy hani the amri my hani loy l'rabbanon. What benefit do we have from talmid chachamim? Ledu karalu, ledu tanu. Whatever they're doing from the self. There's an incredible story with the Chofetz Chaim. They were once building a hospital. And the Chofetz Chaim came to that city to make an appeal for the building of the hospital. And over there, at that meeting, there were Talmidei Chachamim, who the Chofetz Chaim was showing great respect for. And the wealthy people who were being asked to contribute for this hospital were sort of offended. They said they didn't donate anything towards the hospital, but you're giving them all of the COVID. So he said the way that the appeal worked was that everybody was given the opportunity to donate a certain amount of beds for the hospital. So he said, you gave 5 beds, 10 beds. The Talmidei Chachamim gave 50 beds. He said, what are you talking about? They didn't give anything. So he said, yes, because what the Talmidei Chachamim accomplished is that that nobody gets sick. Somebody who, that's the power that Talmid Chacham bring. They bring bracha and Yeshua to the world. Amalei Abaya, somebody who speaks about Talmid Chacham that way, Megala Panim B'Torah Namihu, is an individual who's a Megala Panim B'Torah. The Ksiv, Im Loi Barisi, Yom V'Layla, Chuka Shemayim V'Oroz, Loi Samti. Amram Nachmi Yitzhak, Melachim Nami Shemaminov, that everybody benefits from Talmid Chachamim. Shenamar, we know when Avram Avinu had this conversation with the Eibishta, it's of Nasasi L'chol HaMokah B'Avuram. Ella, so who is the Apikairus? Kigoy the Yosef Kamei Rebbe, a Talmud who's sitting in front of his Rebbe, V'nafala Shmatz B'duchta Achritei, and he wanted to remember something that's taught elsewhere. V'amra HaChamrina Hasam. This is what we taught learning with that. V'loy Amar, but he didn't respectfully say Hachi Amamar. He didn't speak to his Rebbe with the proper Derech Eretz. Rebbe Amar, Kigoyin Hani Debei Binyamin Asya. It's like the people that live in the home of Binyamin. Amri, they used to say, Maya Hani Le Rabbanon, Ma'olim Le Sharul of Arva. They never made a raven into a kosher bird. Le'asul on Yoyna, they never made a Yoyna into a non-kosher bird. But they didn't realize that it's not the place of a Talmud Chacham to teach us something, to create new mitzvahs. It's the job of a Talmud Chacham to teach us the Dvar Hashem, to teach us what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu expecting from us. And such an individual is the individual for whom we have to show the greatest level of respect.